This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the fun.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, and I am an American Family Farmer, and I am proud of being the history of the farm and what goes on the farm is an important part of my cultural experience. And it really is. You say, being on a farm, how's that a cultural experience? Are you kidding? Take your family and your everybody, children, spouse, every relative you can find, and go to the nearest farm and spend some time there. That's what we aim to do on the American Family Farmer, help those who are running farms, who are being constantly bombarded by the big agribusinesses, trying to put them out of business. The latest in that round of continuing affronts is the fact that price of milk is going down again. It may be as low as $14.70 a hundredweight by the end of the winter. Farmers cannot survive. Dairy farmers who have a couple of hundred cows can't possibly survive. I don't understand how even farmers that have 5,000 cows or 10,000 cows can survive when it costs them $4 more a hundredweight to make the milk than they're getting for it. It's this constant, we're going to push you into some place, and the government is the co-conspirator here because of the way milk is priced. The producer only gets about 25 or 30% of what basically the bottom line prices that you pay, and milk is cheap as hell anyway. So this is a call to some sort of sensitive or sensible place. The problem is with food supplies, especially on the dairy farm, in our country, the costs people don't recognize. They all want something good. The price of organic milk was $38 a hundredweight. Last year at this time, it's down to $27 a hundredweight. Now, because Suiza and the Dean Foods people and all these folks that control the fluid milk supply have ruined even the organic label that we have on milk and milk products. It's worthless, meaningless. And so people realize it now, so they're now looking for, thank heavens, local sources of milk, the local co-ops, farmers. I know there's a place out in Western Mass that I actually would like to be profiled on, our American Family Farmer. They have a consortium, I think, of seven different dairy farms, and they sell under one name. And they bring all their milk to one place and make ice cream there as well. They're in Western Mass and Southern Vermont, these seven dairies. And they've made a go of it because they're being paid properly for the value of their product. But they had to market it themselves, a whole bunch of stuff that the government supposedly was helping with, and they aren't. They're screwing everything up. So I'm here to help you find the truth in all of this. We talk about the food supply and animals. Matter of fact, one of the stories, before we meet Jack Algieri, who is the director of the Stone Barn Center, I think you're going to find this fascinating as to what the center is and what they're doing for farming. The animals in our country have been given fewer antibiotics in the past 12 months, according to records kept at the Food and Drug Administration. The annual accounting of antibiotics sold in America for use in poultry and pigs and cattle, it was less than what was sold the year before. Declined by 14%, as a matter of fact, because the public, the local boy, this program is for, as I've said many times, for those of us who are family farmers, those of us who run family farm businesses, and the locavores who eat the things that we grow. So food news is a very important component here to our discussion and our conversation. And I think that antibiotics in meat and in milk and so many other things have been on the consumer's mind for a long time, appropriately so. There's a new report from the FDA restraining antibiotic use on farms has there's been a lot. It's not the government. It's public pressure. People don't want to eat this stuff. And that's what is ruling the day. And that's what you should be growing, harvesting, and selling to people what they want. That's why you're there. Not to give them what you want to sell them, but to give them what they want to consume. There have been reports for the last, 7, 8 years on the increase in antibiotic use in farm animals. The level of antibiotic sales, much higher than when the FDA first started collecting the data. However, there are a lot of fewer people this year. They're getting the message. Billions of chickens get fewer antibiotics. You see the ad for Purdue now that's playing all over on television, and the Purdue family saying the father, who is the son of the original original Purdue, their sons and the culture of the company is, or at least they're trying to convince you in their advertising that they are staying away from antibiotics. And that's a good thing. And it's interesting because it shows up more in pigs and in chickens than it does in poultry, than it does in cattle. Chicken and turkeys accounted for at least 16% of the medically imported antibiotics used in agriculture last year. That's a walloping number. My God. Cattle accounted for 45% of the drugs. Swine a bit less. That's a lot of drugs to be pumping into animals. So, and it's, you know what, from my perspective, it's the same thing as with people. If you have a strong immune system based on the things you eat, the cows who are pastured are much healthier than the cows that are living in a food lot. It's just the way it is. And it's interesting because this time of year, cows are healthier and happier, even though they don't produce as much milk if it's a dairy cow, because the weather agrees with them. They like cooler weather as long as they're dry. And they tend to be the healthiest this time of year without use of any antibiotics or anything that will compromise the value of the milk or the beef. That is, part of why they're here. Basically, that is why they're here. So, anyway, I thought you'd be interested to know that there were fewer antibiotics used this year, according to government research. In a moment, Jack Algieri is going to join us. He's the farm director at Stone Barns Center. He's got quite a story to tell, and we'll hear about it up next. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
The holidays are a wonderful time of year, made even more wonderful when you're able to get all your packages out on time. Yeah! So this holiday, ship them at Staples and get 10% off UPS shipping services. Staples is open 7 days a week and has all the mailing and shipping supplies you need. Staples. Shop, ship, smile. And right now, get 10% off UPS shipping services. Valid through 12/30/17. Exclusions apply. See associate for details.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Now 16 past the hour on the American Family Farmer, our podcast every week featuring the essence of the conversation that we have about a lot of these topics that are important, the truth from my perspective. And when you have a question or you want me to pursue a particular topic, help yourself. Send me a note. Doug Steffen, it's at Doug Steffen on Twitter, or Doug at DougSteffen.com. Jack Algier is the farm director at Stone Barns Center. He's a graduate from the University of Rhode Island, has a degree in horticulture, is an active farmer, has been for the last 20 years. Did you grow up on the farm, Jack? Are you a farm kid?
Hey, Doug, nice to hear from you. Yeah, I grew up in southern Rhode Island, actually, Charlestown, Westerly area. And my folks had a homestead farm, so we had about 100 acres there and had vegetables and goats and chickens and pigs and stuff like that, and our neighbors had cattle and sheep. And so I grew up around that. Didn't expect that I would be a farmer until later, actually, I suppose.
What did you think you were going to be when you were growing up? Was it the amount of work that you had to do as a farm kid that turned you off?
No, actually not at all. What it did was gave me a work ethic. You know, there wasn't a lot of farms in the area growing up. And, you know, in the 80s, there was a lot of the farmer families that we knew were sort of dropping out because there's a lot of new development pressures and box stores and stuff coming in. So the dairies and small vegetable operations and roadside markets were all kind of shutting down. So it was a degrading community in some ways. And fortunately for me, I actually had a lot of music in my life. I started playing drums when I was young, and I thought maybe I would do that. But, you know, having grown up and moved a lot of engines around on things and spent a lot of time in gardens and doing morning farm chores, I started working really young, actually, as soon as I could really get a ride to a job. I was working, doing all kinds of things in state park and delivering groceries and working in, you know, restaurants and odds and ends. Just, you know, I think it built a work ethic in me that my father had and felt that, you know, I had a lot of skill sets. So when I decided that I did actually want to farm, which was after working at some greenhouses in my high school, later in high school, I felt competent for it. You know, I had the skill sets, the physical skill sets, and the mechanical mindset to be able to do that, and also obviously the love for plants and animals and that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's what it teaches you. There's something about being connected to the earth. I'm, as you are, as someone who grew up around it. It became part of my mantra, became part of my life. I have never not been on the farm. I went to college. Even when I went to college, I milked cows. So, it gets into your psyche, gets into your core. And it always disturbs me to see the people who have grown up on the farm just say, it's too much work, I want to go do something else. Yeah, it is. We have become, our country has become soft in a way. And it's partially, you know, there were a lot of hardships that were experienced on farms for sure. One of the things, though, that I try to do with this program, Jack, is build up respect for the farms and farmers, because I don't think people realize we're so far removed from the farm now. We don't realize what it takes to grow the food, and people don't want to, you know, we're cheap in this country. We're spoiled. We have cheap food in comparison to the rest of the world. What they pay for the food that isn't anywhere near as good as ours, it's extravagant, extraordinary.
I think we got so disconnected from our customer base is so disconnected from the farm because they're not visiting the farmers and empathizing with the other values.
Yeah, well, we have to. That's one of the reasons I'm doing this program is to try to encourage people to participate in the activities at the farms, wherever they may be. Jack Algier is here. We're going to talk specifically about the Stone Barn Center in that farm as we continue on this week's American Family Farmer.
Want
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
And change after the hour. Our focus on the American family farmer this week features a conversation with Jack Algier, who is the farm director at Stone Barn Center. So let's talk about the center, the farm itself. What is being experienced here? What operations do you have going on? What are we going to learn by talking to you, focusing on the Stone Barn Center?
Well, Stone Barns may be best to mention where we're really located. We're up on a hill outside of Tarrytown, New York, which is only about a half an hour north of Manhattan. So we're very close to the city, and originally seemed like a surprising place for there to be a farm when I was first asked to come here and take a look at the place and see if I'd be interested in farming here. But really, it's an old estate property and farm operation, farm dairy, that is protected within a preserve, about 1,500 acres of land around us and about 400 acres worth of pasture. Stone Barn Center sits right in the center of that protected land. We have about 90 acres to our core property, and then the pastures expand beyond that. So it's very accessible. This is really the thing that we are. We're a convening space and a farm and education nonprofit that is on protected land, so in a place where really farms are pretty well dissolved. So as we were saying before, there's been such a disconnect from the consumer to farms. Stone Barns has really been a refuge for people to come and really learn about the food system from a direct contact kind of relationship. So we have a very, very diversified system in place. We have outdoor, lots of outdoor field vegetable crops, about 7 acres outdoors. We have a little over a half acre worth of greenhouse space for cold season winter greenhouses. We raise sheep, pigs, chickens, turkeys, ducks, geese, bees. We've raised cattle and goats and, a lot going on, a very diversified thing. And my team is pretty integrated. whether they're producing compost for each other or working in a field or in a pasture, that the team itself is really learning a lot from each other, and it's also a training ground for young farmers, and I can talk to you a little bit more about that. So over the years, we've developed as an educational organization and have been a space for about 150,000 visitors a year to the center.
Wow.
We have an extraordinary for-profit restaurant partner, Blue Hill, that buys at fair market value from us. We have a strong member base of thousands of families that participate in programs with us, would also buy through farm share, CSA-type shares, and also public markets here.
One of the things that I find important to acknowledge, you're the four-season farm director, underscoring that what we in the Northeast normally experience is two, if we're lucky, three seasons for growth of some things, unless we're in dairy, and then it's a four-season thing. It sounds to me like you're doing a little of everything there, and as you described it, it sounded like heaven to me. I'd love to have a 400. I got 114 acres in a town that doesn't begin to understand farming anymore, and it's a constant argument and fight to try to have them understand how much better it would be to save the farm than to put 184 houses on it. They're beginning to get that, but that's the pressure that most of us who have these farms feel, that and who's going to be the next generation. So we continue.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields and the spring, the turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown, they got him on his feet with handshake and money.
Living in the world of agriculture 2017, the role of the American family farmer here is to bring to your attention things that are going on, people and ideas that will solve problems you may have, because we all have many similar problems. Jack Algier is the four-season farm director at Stone Barns Center in New York. You can go to their website, stonebarncenter.org. Check that all out. So this business of the four seasons, how do you take that? How serious a part of what you do? Can your focus be equal, or doesn't it have to be something that's geared toward the better weather?
Well, you know, for us, the important thing is that we keep our customers fed year round and that we don't lose them. You know, part of the connection piece here is that we don't just serve a customer in the fair weather, is that we really keep them with us, and that produces a better loyalty. So we focus on the winter. I mean, of course, we grow a lot of food in the summertime, but there's a lot available at the markets. You know, there are a lot of new farmers coming on and people growing food in the summer season, but we look at the winter as, it takes a lot less labor, so we have less people, so we don't have to produce as much to pay. I mean, generally speaking, the farm pays, you know, most of the expenses is in labor. So
right.
The way we use that. So we're growing crops, you know, inside and outside. Outside, we're growing a lot of root crops that we keep in the ground. We have, you know, thousands of pounds of parsnips in a space that we really don't pick until March. A lot of that stuff gets cold, and when it thaws again, we'll pick. We have tunnels of spinach, thousands of row feet of spinach under just polytunnels, just low 3-foot tunnels in beds, and that supplies us with incredibly sweet, delicious spinach all winter long. And then we have all of our winter storage stuff that comes out, which, you know, obviously planted and grown in the summer, but we harvest it in late November. Cabbages, kohlrabis, beets, carrots, you name it, kales, and that stuff gets stored. And then we have our greenhouses The important thing about our greenhouses is really that we're not blasting heat in them. We just keep them just – we have some greenhouses that don't get any heat, and they grow more of the hardy greens. But the greenhouse, the large house that we have, is all in soil, and we're growing just at baseline, right at about 32-degree temperatures. So we just take the chill off, and it keeps all the crops growing. But we're growing everything from baby carrots and turnips and specialty mustard greens, lettuces, turmeric, ginger. We have all kinds of crops in there, and it's a very productive winter environment, and really does keep – you know, it doesn't supply our customers as much as it does in the summer, but it certainly keeps them engaged with us, which I think means the world when it comes to real loyalty for the farms and keeps everybody just with us.
I'm looking at some of the pictures from your website, stonebarnscenter.org. The barns that you have there are very similar to the barns on my farm. These look like they are brick and block and stucco. I have a stucco barns with silos, mm-hmm. upright silos, that sort of thing, the traditional farm. And I would bet that a lot of the people, looks to me like a lot of folks who are your customers who are also helping on the farm and learning about agriculture, they would have a special appreciation for this that you don't, you know, unless you go and experience it, it's not something that people really get. It just isn't.
That's right. So we just look to try to get them just engaged in the whole process. The idea is to blur the line between who the customer is and who the farmer is, who the chef is, and just get everybody in each other's space a little bit so that we all are responsible for that. We all are responsible for the food system. And even if you don't know it, you eat every day, and you help a farmer or you hurt a farmer.
Well, this is consciousness. This is thinking it through. You put food in your mouth, goes into your stomach, nourishes your body. Where does it come from? And that sort of thing has been absent. And even the educational system that we have now does a pee-poor job of how of educating youngsters how their bodies work, why it's better to put good food in them than junk that you can get, you know, anywhere that's cheap. And because of that, we have a national epidemic, the obesity problem, the things that are created out of eating too much sugar, all of that sort of stuff. And I'm not here, I'm not the priest, and I'm not using my bully pulpit to look down at people. But I would think that, and part of maybe our job, yours and mine, the book Letters to a Young Farmer, kind of cool. Mm-hmm. And this brings our attention around to, as a matter of fact, we have a copy of this book. I'm going to give it away in some way, shape, or form. The idea that we have so many people who are leaving the farm, people my age who have had enough and they want to retire. I don't choose to retire. I don't want to.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll keep at it forever. But there are more farmers over the age of 75 than between the ages of 35 and 44. And all this farmland that's going to change hands in the next couple of decades, we have a real responsibility here that I'm not sure a lot of people are taking very seriously, Jack.
No, I think that's very true. However, you know, we see that there's a couple of groups of people particularly that do get it. One is this kind of young high school or older high school students that are really looking to change because they're interested in the issues around what they're eating. And then the postgraduates, we have an apprentice program here that's been happening now for over a decade. And we have had hundreds of students come through here from a lot of different backgrounds. And they came in, most of them without farming backgrounds, mostly from other areas, interested in wanting to get involved in a really direct way to help, to grow food, to do something that they could see and be tangibly helping the world. And so our program has really helped to do that. We have a conference that we hold annually that was just last week, actually, the Young Farmers Conference, our 10th annual. And that was, a great group of people just really looking deeply at these issues and how we're going to you know, look to succeed and secede all of these older farmers as they age out and as all this land transitions. So, you know, Letters to a Young Farmer was a book that we put together from, you know, not just other farmers writing about why the younger generation should pick up the ball, but also all kinds of change makers. And it's really an extraordinary book of mostly elders really talking about their experiences and how they can encourage this next group to come forward and be brave and learn from those who have come before them. And it's a very inspiring book.
I like the phrase being brave. I think there's a lot of that. And if I look at how much money I grew up on this, and my tradition is so deeply ingrained in me that I have lost a lot of money farming the way that I farm. I farm the way I grew up, not necessarily the modern way of farming. What I learned as I grew up is what I do now. And there are plenty of ways of doing it, perhaps better. I don't know if the product would be better, but there are cheaper ways. And I would love, frankly, in my life to find somebody like you who could come into my farm and work with me, because I'm a hands-on sort, to create what you are doing. This is farming for the future. This is looking ahead and understanding that we have plenty of people around who want to extol the virtue and take advantage of what we do on the farm, but they don't know how to do it. And so,
that's right.
And I don't know that I get this from you at the beginning. Did somebody find you and bring you there to create this farm? Or was there somebody there and you went in?
Partially, yeah. No, that was that's kind of when the organization was being visioned and the ideas of this place were getting put into place, and it was going to the decision to restore and make a center for food and agriculture. They actively searched for someone to come and manage the
farm. But who are they? Where did these people come from that had the idea in the first place?
Well, originally, this land was owned, this was a farm, actually, Peggy Rockefeller, who started American Farmland Trust and
yes.
ran a Simmental breeding operation at this farm since 1970. And her family, David Rockefeller, who's her husband, is really responsible for protecting all this land here, or owning it originally, but then now handing it over to preserves and nonprofits and trusts.
Yeah.
And you know, honestly, it's kept it from being developed, so that's an interesting spot. So when the family decided to go from private land to donating it essentially to a nonprofit, it changed hands into a set of individuals, basically, originally people that had been working with the family, and now we have a great diversified board. A CEO of our organization, Jill Eisenbarger, who is an inspiration for me and a great leader for the organization from a nonprofit aspect. But I came in 2003, the year before we opened, to help design that farm under the advisory of Elliot Coleman and under the recommendation of amigo Bob Contesano, who's out in farm advisor out in California for 4 decades. And so, you know, I came in young, and I always consider myself that it was a little bit over my head when I first got involved. But again, we're back to being brave. I thought, I think I could do this, and I definitely love doing this kind of work, and I'll put my all into it. And I can say 14 years later, I'm proud of what has happened with this group as a whole, the way we have I have a great community of people that I work with here, that whether they're out in fields or in office spaces or in kitchens or in classrooms, they're dedicated people. And what it gives me is some hope that our communities can actually circle around these issues and get things done together, that it's not going to fall on the backs of the farmers entirely to fix this food system. Everybody's got to be included in this. And that's really what our message has been, that this place is open for all to come and have this conversation together and change the food system. This is from an environmental aspect and from a kitchen cooking aspect and to an education aspect, and then to the farming and efficiency and relationship on the land itself. So
very inspirational. Glad to have you here, Jack. Continued success. Again, the book you might want to look for, Letters to a Young Farmer, at letterstoayoungfarmer.org. Jack Algier, who is the Four Seasons Farm Director at Stone Barn Center, stonebarnscenter.org. You've done a great job. Keep up the good work. 47 past the hour. Here's a way for you to keep up the good work when it comes to your health and well-being. Getting a free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity Products ought to be something that you do right now. If you've not heard about this opportunity, dial 800-355-1493 and get yourself a free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus, krill oil and omega 3 oil together, fish oil that is great for your brain, for your body, for your heart, for everything. This is such a great product. These people are so sold on selling it to you, they want to give you the first bottle free. So claim that bottle by dialing 800-355-1493. Pay a little shipping, and you'll have your free bottle before you know it. Krill Omega 50 Plus, krill oil and fish oil together in a fabulous product. Try it free. Call now, 800-355-1493. Get all the members of your family to call and get a free bottle. It's very intelligent. It's great. It's intelligent medicine, intelligent support. It's a great supplement for your body. Everybody needs it. Get a free bottle now, 800-355-1493. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. This is the American Family Farmer. Don't forget to listen to our American Family Farmer Show podcast every week with a different focus on things that are important to the small family farmer, backbone of America, the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. There is a new predictor of unhealthy food consumption that farmers ought to know about and locavores ought to know about. The social and demographic factors, as they are important to where a person goes for his or her food. The findings come from an ongoing project studying food consumption and food shopping in areas around Pittsburgh. Researchers trying to figure out ways to help people eat better. They found a number of things that led to choices, to making healthy or not healthy choices. 1,400 customers in the Pittsburgh area over a two-day period. They took note of individual characteristics, age, education, that sort of thing. Young consumers less likely to eat fruit and vegetables, which doesn't come as any surprise, I suppose, to parents. People without college degrees consumed more sugar-sweetened beverages and fats, like butter. With age and education come better eating habits. Older people and college graduates ate more fruits and vegetables. One system that does seem to steer people toward healthier foods is taxing junk food. The city of Berkeley, California, first city in the country to tax sugar-sweetened drinks, a cent for every ounce, that's cut consumption by 20%. Maybe that's the way to fix the problem. Why haven't we thought about that before? Somebody suggests perhaps to your local constituents or your local politicians. There's some food for thought. From the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen.
actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
There's stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisave, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing. Such a beautiful sound.
All right, so it's time for my commentary, 53 minutes after the hour. The whole business of farming and what farmers have to put up with, I am going to be probably as notably direct as I have at any moment in this program about something that I have seen and heard that greatly disturbs me. And so I think it needs, when I hear from people, when I express myself about some of these issues, people say, yeah, I hadn't thought about it that way. But I would like you in this circumstance to think about some of the political realities that are a part of our day-to-day existence on the American Family Farm, which we will discuss right after this.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, so the whole idea of Trump being elected president and who got him there is a continuing source of conversation for me, because I believe that the American family farmer in large measure is responsible for Donald Trump being the president of the United States. So when I look at some of the companies that are getting preference or treatment, the messages that the U.S. is open for business, those are swell. A lot of foreign companies seem to be coming to the United States. And so all that seems to be good, except when you go to the agricultural areas. I'm looking at the state of Wisconsin, as a matter of fact, and Michigan as well, where there are 10,000 opportunities for jobs in agriculture in these two states. And so with that, I couple the inability of Congress to pass legislation that helps the farmer, or the government doesn't own up to just get out of the way and let, for example, the dairy business find its own price level without the government supports. The government had an American Dream Week presentation, went to the White House, a lot of people in small business circumstances, and after it, you heard all these people tout the administration's economic policies, and the president was on the verge of creating a golden age for small business. Well, farmers are small businessmen and women, and the farmer has been screwed around by the family farmer, has been disrespected and screwed around by this new administration. It was bad enough. Obama was horrible for the farmer, and Bush was no better. And now, as these people don't understand farm life. They don't understand agriculture, and therefore they have no interest in it. Look, the last appointment Trump made was Agriculture Secretary Perdue. And he has some experience, and he's not a bad fellow, and he's trying to get around and that sort of thing. But when I hear people talk about this is the golden age for small business, I think that's bull crap, at least as far as the farmer is concerned. The Trump administration has been pushing farmers and the agenda of the small farmer away, off, out, under, wherever, so that we have $14 milk. For example, does anybody in the White House even know what that means? What does $14 milk mean to the future of the family dairy farmer? It means there is no future for the American dairy farmer. And so, because Trump is there now, and it's whoever's there now that gets the focus and perhaps the blame. But in this circumstance, the fact that they aren't even moving on some of the really important things, we will have no dairy industry in our country at all other than these damnable factory farms that have thousands of cows and produce crap for milk. We will have no family farmers if this BS continues. So I say fooey to you who think this is the golden age for small business. It may be for some, but it sure as hell isn't for the family farmer. I'm Doug Stanton.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.